Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, this way?
Yeah. Those are for sale.
Well, that's a good start for a reading that's going to be different from any reading I've ever given before. And perhaps I should explain why. Excuse me, in the past I've mainly read my poems in a rather straightforward way, and that was it. But it seems most people don't do that anymore in our looser, groovier age. So I thought that I would just turn loose, and instead of being serious, I would throughout the evening tell you the deepest, innermost secrets of my life, as you'll see when I get to the poems. I have prizes tonight, 3 of them. Jokes. Even the poem, the very poem that I wrote today. Everything but balloons. These books, however, have somewhat gloomy titles. I must forewarn you. The first one, these are books I've reviewed and are giving away now. I don't need them anymore. The first one has the gloomy title of The Future Is Not What It Used to Be. The second one is The Poverty of Affluence. And the third one, this will be the grand prize. Although it's not gloomy, it's terribly non-sexy. Its title is Cities, Law, and Social Policy. So someone will be the lucky winner out there. Okay, I better get the serious poem out of the way first then. There's a lot of poems about writing poetry, and some poems about poetry readings, but not too many of those, and this is of the latter. Came out of an experience I had some time back. It was the first time I read a poem when there was someone up to one side signing for deaf people. And it was a bit distracting because I hadn't expected it, but it was also a rather unique experience because I found myself wondering whether I was following her or she was following me. You know, almost as if she were making the signs and I was following what she had to say. So this is a poem that came out of it. It's called Signing. Out of the corner of my eye, I can see you. So beautiful, what do you have to do with me? A hula dancer going through her pantomimic gestures, practicing what she'll say to her lover. A girl sitting on her rock, trying to tempt the fish in his crown out of the starlit sea who will bring her messages. As one read about once in the legend. But looking straight ahead, when you stop, I stop. Your hands fall into your lap, rest, then start again, flying before your face when I start. As for me, I'm doing the best I can to keep up, trying to remember, say what you say, though I don't know what it is, and not sure now as I stand here commanding the audience that I had written these words down weeks, months before, which I thought of then as my labor. When it's over, like any lover, you come up, say how enjoyable it was.